We can talk now to the Minister of State for Mental Health, Mary Butler, who joins us. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
I imagine for parents who are waiting for a CAMHS appointment for a child, these waiting times won't be news to them. But why this, it seems quite extraordinary, increase in the numbers who are waiting? As we've been reporting, according to the HSE, between October and February, up by more than a quarter, more than 800 more, net more young people waiting for that first CAMHS appointment. What's going on?
Over the past 15 months, we have seen the number of new referrals received in CAMHS in 2021. It was up just over 20%. So there was 22,600 children referred, up 5,170 during last year. Already this year, we have seen a spike in the amount of referrals. Now, the March figures, which are provisional, show that 3,443 children are waiting. So the waiting times, they hover around 3,500 children. Notwithstanding the fact that we have seen so many new referrals, the amount of children, new referrals seen last year increased by 2,000. So we are delivering more services on the ground, but the amount of new referrals coming into us are up almost 20%. And coupled with that, the amount of people leaving the services has slowed down. The cases are more complex. Children need a lot of supports, whether it's multidisciplinary, including psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, speech and language, occupational therapists, social care workers.
Okay.
A huge amount of effort being put into the 73 CAMHS teams throughout the country.
And you say more people leaving the service. Why?
No, not as many people leaving the service. That's the point I'm making. So we're getting more referrals, but a child doesn't leave the service as quickly as they used to have previously because the cases are more complex. So they need more supports from the full multidisciplinary team that's in place. So we have 73 CAMHS teams, the length and breadth of the country, providing supports on a daily basis. And I would like to add, during COVID and the last really two difficult years, between 85 and 90% of all mental health supports were retained. They didn't fall away like other services. And I want to compliment all the staff that continue to deliver these supports, notwithstanding the huge difficulties they are facing with the amount of referrals.
Focusing on one particular element of the service, the consultant psychiatrist. Now, the HSE tells us there were 77.7. That's because there's a job sharing issue here. 77.7 consultant psychiatrists across the 73 CAMHS teams. There are also, though, a large number of posts vacant, aren't there? Is it known how many?
Yes, there are 6 posts vacant, and you would be very familiar with the post in relation to Kerry South. You would have all been aware of the situation in Kerry South CAMHS over the last 3 months that I have been dealing with. So we actually do have only 6 consultant psychiatrist posts vacant across all CAMHS teams.
And why hasn't
it been
possible?
We do have challenges. So
why hasn't it been possible to fill those posts in South Kerry and elsewhere?
The post in South Kerry is funded and it's available since 2016. We haven't been in a position to fill that. It is quite difficult to fill certain posts. We were very challenged trying to fill a post in Wexford for a year and a half to get a consultant psychologist in place. And we're particularly challenged in relation to dietitians in Donegal. So it is quite challenging to get people into post in more rural areas, even though I wouldn't regard Kerry, Wexford and Donegal as being rural per se.
Is the issue here that they're not working as part of a team? They're a single individual, as it were, that creates difficulties, they want to take leave and so forth? Or is it a question around the consultant contract? Because as we know, since 2012, the new consultants come in on a less favourable contract than those who were imposed before that.
There's a myriad of issues in relation to where people want to work, and some people prefer to work in the bigger centres, in the bigger cities. At the same time, we do have 73 multidisciplinary teams in place, and you will know I have initiated a full audit in relation to the 73 teams on the ground, in relation to access to the services, in relation to prescribing measures in relation to how children receive their medications.
Okay,
and thirdly, standard operating procedures to look at the makeup of the teams. In about 6 months' time, I will have data that was never available before. The Mental Health Commission are doing a review in parallel to the HSE doing a full audit. Mm-hmm. And that data, coupled with the census, will give us real-time data in relation to the challenges
Minister,
these teams are facing.
You have all the data, but you still have more than 800 children waiting for that first appointment, and 9% of those waiting longer than a year, than 52 weeks.
Yes, that's correct. And we are taking an initiative now to reduce the CAMHS waiting list. It's underway, and especially for those waiting more than 12 months. 91% of children who are an urgent referral are seen within 48 hours. But there are children who wouldn't be deemed as urgent, and unfortunately, they get pushed down the line. And I'm putting a targeted approach in place to deal with those particular cases waiting over 12 months.
Just a final question, if I might, before I let you go, Minister, and it's in relation to the situation. I know you had a statement out on it over the weekend. The situation at the hospital,
the Lindara
Hospital. Yes, I beg your pardon. Where now effectively new admissions have been suspended. I think it's true to say, because half the beds have had to be closed.
Okay, so the bed capacity has been reduced from 24 inpatient beds down to 13, which has been very, very, very challenging. This previously happened, and it is very, very disappointing for me as minister. Government is providing the money and state-of-the-art infrastructure to care for these children. I've had discussions with the department, with the HSE, and actually with the professor who runs that facility. Mm. But I suppose, you know, he is very, very aware that the most important thing they can do is provide the best and most appropriate service for the children. So currently in Ireland today, just to put a little bit of balance on it, currently in Ireland today, there are 11 children under 18 waiting for inpatient admittance, and there are 4 children who are waiting to be admitted to Lindara. Many, many of the admittances to Lindara are in relation to eating disorders. There are currently 8 eating disorder beds in Lindara, and 7 of them will be retained. Most young people who enter Lindara for supports could be there up to 6 up to 8 months, depending on how complex their case is. But we will pull out all the stops. We will work with the private providers, with St. Pat's and with St. John of God, to make sure that no child is waiting.
So, sorry, are you saying then that there are children who need inpatient care who at the very least will have to wait for that care?
There are currently 4 children triaged for admittance to Lindara. 50% of those are currently in a medical facility, and 50% of those are receiving care in the community. But we will work very closely with the facilities in Merlin Park and Galway, with the other facility in Dublin and St. Joseph's, and the facility in Cork. Every week, this is normal procedure, every week in relation to inpatient for young people and adolescents, a meeting is held, and we manage as best we can the capacity issues that we have. Capacity always falls away during the summer months. So normally Lindara would work at a capacity of 16 during the summer months, but they have been so challenged in relation to nursing staff. Mm. So currently only 24 of the 51 nursing posts, which are funded, I might add, are filled. Right. And these are challenges in relation to COVID restrictions, nurses travelling, promotional opportunities, and, you know, just challenges now to get nurses into post. But I just want to say we are doing everything to make sure that this is a short-term issue.
All right. Minister of State Mary Butler, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.